Amazing.
That is amazing.
Amazing. Amazing.
Subscribe now. Welcome to The Father State. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Don't forget to help us to fight censorship by hitting the thumbs up button, all right? Hit the thumbs up. And don't forget to subscribe and ring the bell. I have an amazing show lined up for you today. And this young lady, my first time meeting, and I'm happy to meet her. I had a rough time with her name.
Oh, God.
I went over and over and over again. My producer trying to help me. I have with me singer and actress Amara La Negra.
There you go. You did it. It wasn't
really
that hard.
I went over and over and over.
Amara La Negra. You did good.
Nice name. She's also the star on VH1 reality series, Love and Hip Hop Miami. That's amazing. Welcome to the show.
Amen. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah. I interviewed Gunplay.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You know him, right?
Yeah. He's on the show.
What is it like working with Gunplay?
Well, you know, I haven't really had the opportunity, at least not on set, to actually film with him. But obviously, you know, I know all the cast members, so we've seen each other a few times. Yeah, as a matter of fact, this season, you know, it seemed to be that supposedly, you know, I slid up in his DMs. I was trying to holler at him because, you know, he's so irresistible.
Yeah. He is such a nice guy.
He really is.
He's really nice. I enjoy talking to him.
He's a really cool person, as a matter of fact. I mean, away from what reality TV show is, he's a really cool person. So is his ex-girlfriend now, Kiara. Yeah. I think she's such a sweetheart. So, you know, cool peoples.
That's right. I know I have to ask you some of the things that you've been asked over and over and over again.
Over and over again.
At some point, we won't have to ask you these questions.
I doubt it.
Because some people are getting to know you. Number one, do you believe that my show is called The Fallen State, F-A-L-L-E-N, The Fallen State. Do you believe that human beings are in a fallen state?
That who?
Human beings, people.
That we're in a fallen state?
Yeah.
I think that everything obviously has changed, you know, in comparison how we used to view things, our morals and everything else. And this new generation, I do feel that we kind of are slightly sinking in a little bit.
Yeah.
I mean, I still believe that there's hope, you know, there's hope, but we are a little bit not in the best place as of right now.
That's true. Where are you from?
I'm born and raised in Miami. Yeah, my parents are Dominican, and that's why I probably consider myself Dominican.
Did you eat red dirt while growing up?
Red dirt? Uh-huh. No, but I'm sure my family members...
I used to eat red dirt in Alabama.
Yeah.
So I wondered, did your family do the same thing growing up there?
Probably out there they do, but not
so
in Miami.
Good.
Yeah, what did it taste like?
Minerals and taste kind of sweet.
Mm.
And it's really good for the digestive system.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I haven't tried that yet. I might have to...
I'm going to have to take you to Alabama so you can have
down. I'm real open-minded. Let's do it.
So you can have some red dirt. So you are a singer and actress. What caused you to get into that? I heard you sing, too.
Yes.
I watched some of your video. Mamma Mia. Hola.
Hola.
See?
Actually, I started when I was 4 years old.
Yeah.
I started when I was 4 years old in a very important TV show for the Latin community called Sábado Gigante.
Yeah.
I was there for 6 years every Saturday. And pretty much just started as a child star. Then I started doing commercials for Disney, a little bit of everything. I've worked as a TV host, as a radio host. I've done a little bit of everything to get to where I am today.
Right on.
So...
I know a lot of people are concerned for whatever reason about if you are black or not, because you call yourself Afro-Latina.
I've been told that, you know, I do blackface, and this is really not my skin color. I actually take melanin shots, and I also spray tan just to get this, you know, this shade of black.
Amazing.
Because I'm really not black. You know, my features don't match my skin color.
It's so weird that some black people believe that.
It's
you
terrible.
You just said that as a joke.
Yeah.
But some people actually believe that.
I've actually had to go to interviews where they've asked to touch my skin to see if it comes off. And I've done it, but deep down inside, I've been like, this is so pathetic. And it's actually, it's a terrible feeling to know that you know, certain places you go, you have to like prove yourself, constantly.
I know.
But when I say that I'm an Afro-Latina, it's not as difficult as people make it seem. It means that I come from African descent, but my culture and everything else, I'm Latina, I'm Dominican. A lot of people feel that Africans were only dropped in America, and there's not more black people like me in the rest of the world than there is.
Yeah.
So, you know, it took a second for some people to digest that.
Did your parents identify themselves as Afro-Latino, or did they just identify as Dominicans?
The thing about it is that if we're on the same island, we're all Dominicans. We obviously can tell that you're black because
right.
we can
right.
see each other.
That's right.
So there's no need to actually separate that. But when you come to America, you kind of feel the need, in my case, to separate that and tell you, yes, I am Latina, but I'm also of African descent, because there's the stereotypes that right. Latinas all look a certain type of way, and it's not true.
Do the light-skinned Dominicans discriminate against the dark-skinned Dominicans?
I don't like to generalize. I never like to
Does
say...
Does that happen, though, in that country?
I will say that it has happened.
Yeah.
And there is a selective amount of people, because, you know, generalizing has got me into trouble, and it's never... You know, it's like everything in life. You know, with the good comes the bad, and there's racism everywhere, and colorism everywhere, and classism everywhere.
Right.
So, you know, that's, unfortunately, I don't feel that it's ever going to end. We can only but try to make it better and you know, figure out a way to live together better, but yeah. it's always going to be there.
In this country, the light skin discriminates against the dark skin. Did you know that?
Yeah, I didn't know.
At Howard University, a black university in Washington, D.C., at one point, they only took in light-skinned blacks. They would not take in the dark one.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
That's a black school.
Yeah, that you know, a lot of those things continue to happen. It's just that I don't feel that it takes having a lot of guts, a lot of balls to actually stand up and say, this is what's happening. Because you have to understand that when you decide to take this responsibility, becoming the voice of a community that has been put in the shadows for so long,
right.
you know, you will get a lot of backlash. And,
yeah.
and you will get a lot of people that are going to uplift you for doing something positive, and that's great. But, you know, I do get a lot of nigger notes, and I do get a lot of, you know, that type of stuff that I don't necessarily make public. But
at
I
one
do.
Time, I was trying to learn how to say your last name. I said, La Negra.
La Negra. Yeah. Sí, La Negra.
But let me say, ask you this. You know, now that I see you in person, you don't look like a black person. You look like a dark-skinned Latina or something like that, right?
Really?
Why would you want to call yourself Afro-Latina? Black people are so negative. There's nothing really good about being an Afro. And they pretend to be...
You're terrible.
No.
What?
And they pretend to be Afro-Americans when really they are Americans. They wouldn't even recognize Africa if it drove down the road past them.
Right.
It's such a negative thing. Why would you want to present yourself in a half... Because you're 100% Latina. Why would you want to present yourself with the Afro thing? What's the purpose?
Culturally, yes, I am very Dominican. I am
right.
very Latina, but you can obviously also tell I am very black as well.
Right.
And I wouldn't say the thing is that what exactly does a Latina look like? So
if I'm
a dark Latina, what does a Latina look like?
Like you.
So what does an African American woman look like? Like me.
No, but there's no such thing as an African-American woman. They
okay.
made that up.
Okay,
they
so we're all
Americans.
Africans.
They are American. They were born okay. here. They're American, but they're dumb. And so they're calling themselves African-Americans because they don't think for themselves. Jesse Jackson told them to call themselves that.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying? So why right. would you, a woman like you, so talented, you don't even look like them, why would you want to attach that to your name? What?
You know, you are very special. Moving forward. help! Okay. You know what?
You would do much better and sooner if you didn't have the Afro-Latina.
No. I will always be Afro-Latina, and that's why I'm an activist. I love my melanin. I love my background. I love my race. And... You know, I feel that that's even more of a reason why my name is Amara La Negra, which means, you know, in English, the translation would be the black. I'm very proud of my color, you know, and I know that I've always had to work twice as hard in order to get my work recognized, but that's fine, though.
Twice as hard as who?
Well, as anybody that's, you know, of lighter complexion. And this is not something that's new or something I'm trying to make a controversy about. This is... actual facts, you know.
Well, see, that's not true either. The blacks are lying about that when they say they have to work harder than the white person to move up. They're just lazy. They don't want to work hard.
No, I would never generalize and say black people are lazy.
They are. When they complain,
there's a certain amount
of
people that can be lazy.
I know, but what they're saying is, Lord, I don't feel like working. But the white man gonna show me off.
No.
So I know I gotta work a lot. I gotta go out here.
Are you serious though?
Yeah, I gotta work harder than the white man. You're supposed to work hard. The reason you're so good at what you do, you naturally do it. And not because you're trying to prove anything to the white people, you just being you. Isn't that better?
But the thing about it is that in my eyes, it's not a black and white thing. Not in my eyes.
But in their eyes, it is.
Yeah, but the thing is that I'm not concerned about their eyes. You see, I'm concerned about minds. My eyes, coming from a Latin background, also being born and raised in the United States, I'm able to see both sides. And it's not, a colorism also exists amongst my own community. And we could be, we're all Dominicans, or we're all Cubans, or we're all Venezuelans, or we're all Latinos at the end of the day. And that still happens amongst us. So it's not just a Caucasian thing and a black thing, not in my eyes.
But to these black people, it is. I'm telling you, black people are not.
So out of curiosity,
the lights are on, but ain't nobody home.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Just out of curiosity. So what are you? What are you?
An American.
You're
black,
an American.
American. You're a guitar playing in my heart, not drums.
Not drums.
I'm
right.
An American. Why don't you just be... Dominican.
I am Dominican.
But don't put the Afro stuff. You hurt yourself.
Never.
Believe me.
Okay.
Because they are never going to accept you.
Oh, well, then I have another option but to. See, I'm breaking barriers and it's working. So I think it's also about being vocal and also being able to uplift other people to realize their own greatness. And it has worked. It is working, you know. People in Espanol just consider me one of the 50th most prettiest people. And I was able to be on the cover, which for the most part, we don't get a lot of, if not to say none at all, but we don't get a lot of Afro-Latinos on covers, on soap operas, on movies. So, you know, it is working to be vocal about it.
But you know why you don't see a lot of black people on magazines and things, right? Because black people don't work for themselves. They want the white man to do it rather than just doing it themselves. If they did it themselves.
So, okay.
And not all, but most.
Right. Let's not say most or anything like that, because there is a lot of successful African-Americans, successful black people, if you don't want to, put the African part. There's a lot of amazing, successful people that are brilliant, that are... I'm sorry, what?
Not true. I don't know if you know or not, in this country, black people are not successful. They're only where they are because of affirmative action based on color. They're not smart enough. They don't work as hard. They're there because of color. That's why I don't want you to have the Afro thing, because I watched some of your videos. You have a natural talent. So if you just be you...
I am me.
But don't do the Afro thing, because blacks only get in these positions because of their color, not because they're qualified.
Oh, okay.
They get into university.
Like, you're not qualified to be here now?
Yeah, because I'm not into the Afro thing.
Oh, okay. So
I'm just being me.
Okay.
And so, but if you're into the Afro thing, the white people are going to let you in because they're scared not to, and not because they think you're qualified. You see these black entertainers, the black educators, they're not real smart. They only got it because of affirmative action. Now they want reparations. Do you want reparations?
I'm actually not sure, but I'm sorry. This is it's the first time I have an interview like this. You know, I'm feeling a little lost right
now.
Are
you having fun now?
I'm not sure how to feel right now.
What do you mean?
I'm slightly confused. I don't know if to laugh or if to, have a love and hip-hop moment.
Have a love and hip-hop moment.
Okay.
We're having fun. But I just don't want you to mess up your life by joining on with these people. You know what I'm saying? Leave
Who
off
are
the
these
Afro,
people?
The Afro people. But let's move on because of time.
Yeah, let's move on because I'm not sure if we're on the same page, and I'm not sure if this is a joke or if you're serious, and I'm not sure how I'm supposed to react.
Do you believe that America is a racist country?
Excuse me?
Do you believe that America is a racist country?
I believe that there are racist people in this country. I do.
And have you ever seen
I would any? Never say that America, no, because right. America is built by many immigrants, and... It's
Have
impossible
you ever
to
seen
see
any racist people?
I've seen people that do racist things, yes.
Like who?
There's a lot of people that do racist things.
Can you point out one?
Of course. There's a selective group of, I don't know what you call the KKK, but I'm sure that they, they consider themselves to be racist.
Right. I'm sure they are evil. It's an evil organization. Hateful.
Oh my God! I thought you're about to say they're great or something like that, because you know you seem to be, you know.
But they're no different than the Black Lives Matter people.
All right, so you know, I think, you know what was great? This EP that I have, Unstoppable, It's actually really good. I'm going to invite you to download it on Spotify, iTunes, and all that good stuff, because, you know, we should move forward to something different, because, you know, this is going to get only but intense.
What's an EP?
EP, but in my case, my EP is more like an appetizer, a taster of what's to come. My album will be out in summer, if all goes well, Lord. And, you know, that's what I'm actually promoting right now.
How do you feel about the real conversation that we're having? You feel uncomfortable with that?
I don't have a problem sitting here and actually debating this with you.
Well, we're just really conversating.
Or conversating. Right. We can conversate for a really long time. Even though for 2 seconds, it almost feels like talking to a wall, because I don't feel that you are open-minded enough to...
No, I'm totally open.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm totally open. Just have your way. I'm totally open.
Okay, that's important.
So, yeah, just have...
Egg.
Yeah. I believe that the best, and then there's so many things that I have to ask you, so I'm moving a little faster.
Oh, okay, be my guest. Hey, I'm all yours today. Go for it.
I believe that the best way to unite the races is through truth. Do you believe that?
Through truth?
By being honest with one another.
I believe honesty is very important, of course.
When I say that there's no such thing as racism, sexism, homophobiaism, Islamophobiaism, or deadbeat-dadism, there's only right or wrong, good or evil. People treat people according to their heart.
Okay.
If they're angry people, they're going to treat you in that way. If they're good, they're going to treat you in that way. And because of that, our battle is a spiritual battle, a warfare between good and evil. No such thing as racism. It's a made-up lie. And I grew up on the Jim Crow laws. I grew up in Alabama on a plantation. Do you agree with me that no such thing as racism, nor that it's spiritual?
The thing is that it all depends on how you want to see it. Some people will see it on the political side. Some other people will see it on the spiritual side. I do understand your point of view about right or wrong, evil or good. And definitely I can somewhat agree with that, because when you're born, you're not born knowing about color.
That's right.
You're not born knowing about these things. These are things that are implemented or put to you when you're growing up, whether it's by your parents, TV, society, etc. So I do understand that part. You know, even when you see kids in daycare centers,
they don't care.
They don't care. They all love and play together, and I do understand that part. Unfortunately, once you grow in this society, in this world, you automatically eventually learn that, you know, shades do matter.
But is that taught to you in an attempt to control you? Because it's not real. But if someone tells you something like that and you believe it, they now have control over you.
Right. I just feel like it's just programmed. You know what I mean? A lot of the things that we feel, a lot of the things that we see, a lot of the things that we view are based off the way that we've been raised, the things that have been told to
us. Yeah, which is not true.
So I totally understand, you know, what you're saying. Yeah, I agree.
Are you offended by black people when you're doing these interviews and they're so concerned about your color? Are you a real black person? Don't you wish that you didn't have to go through that?
Of course I do. Of course I do. I wish I didn't have to explain it as much. But at the same time, I don't mind explaining it, because I feel that if it's a way of me educating people, then I would never be upset. And if you want to know, I would never be upset, because you want to gain some type of knowledge of something that you may not have an understanding on. I'd rather you to ask than to be just stupid.
That's right. But if you had come to me first, I never saw any of your videos or heard about you, I would have known that you are from another country because of your accent, right? I would not have cared about your color at all. We would just sat here and have some fun.
Right.
And so do you believe that black people are the ones with the problem about race, rather than any other race? Because most of the videos I've seen, you are explaining yourself to black people.
I've explained myself to black people. I've explained myself to people from other races. I wouldn't just talk about the, you know, black people. I've spoken to anybody who's been curious about my background. Because like I said, when you talk about Latinos, or Latinas in my case, at least in the entertainment industry, which was the reasons why I decided to become an activist, you know, you see Jennifer Lopez, Salma Hayek, Sofia Vergara, Thalias. These are the women that is portrayed as Latinas, but they never talk about us, and there isn't a Latin country that doesn't have people that look like us.
But you put those women to shame.
Why?
You look much better than you sound better.
Thank you, we're all beautiful. But
well, you're not even competition. They're not your competition at all.
Thank you. No, for real.
So next time they ask you about that, what is, you mentioned something called colorism. What is colorism?
And I'm sure that in your eyes, that doesn't exist either. Nothing exists. Nothing exists in this world but the good and the bad, and I totally understand that. Because nothing matters, and the only thing that really does matter is this EP that I am promoting, Unstoppable. with this new song, Celebra, featuring Messia. You know, all these amazing projects that I'm doing, it's great.
What happened to your afro? You had a big old
I do.
Throw.
I do.
Where is it?
Actually, I went to do an audition for a movie in New York, and they actually wanted a different look. So I said, okay, that's fine. That's not a problem. If that's going to get me the gig, okay. You know, I've always said that my hair is part of me, but it's not who I am.
That's right.
You know, Amara is not an afro. It just so happens to be that I like to rock an afro, but, you know.
So many things I want to ask you.
I know that pad over there got me feeling scary.
Really?
What's in there?
Relax.
What are you reading?
I had so many things because I watched some of your videos last night. I did some research on you. I think that you, if you don't listen to these black people, you're going to be amazing.
You know what?
If you listen to them, they're going to mess up your life. If you just be you.
But I am being myself.
Don't let them pull. Those people like rubbing your hand to see black people. Rubbing you to see if your black came off.
But it's also happened, you know, with Latinos as well. You know, there's a misconception for a lot of people, and I can't be upset if you just don't know or if you're curious. You know, I don't get upset at that. A lot of people have said through social media, this has been very ignorant, that my features don't match my skin complexion, as if everybody that's of dark, you know, dark complexion should have certain types of features. But obviously, you know, we're so mixed, especially in the Dominican Republic or in the Caribbean or whatever. There's a little bit of everything, whether it's European, Spaniards or whatever, they came into the country. So I have aunts that are like, have light eyes and blonde hair. Yeah. And then my father is way darker than I am. So it's just a mixture amongst us that creates certain features, certain body types. So it's like, it's hard when people say stupid stuff like that because...
Yeah.
I didn't choose to look this way, nor would I ever want to change.
The women are jealous because you look better than them.
I don't know what to say, I look better than them.
Because
I think that I'm pretty decent. And you can't, there's a lot of beautiful women, you know.
There are.
There's a lot of beautiful women.
But you still look better than them.
Well, only because this is my interview, I'm going to accept that. That's right. Thank you. You're right.
Do you love drama?
It depends. Are they paying me?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yes, of course.
I wanted to ask you about Juice Smollett. What do you think about his situation?
I don't know. What do you think about his situation?
Juice Smollett?
Yes.
I want to hear. You're my guest. I need to hear
you. I understand.
Then I'll tell you what I think.
Of course. And as your guest, I would love to ask you, what do you think? What's your point of view?
No, tell me yours.
That's important. No, because I want to know, since you asked the question, I'm sure you've done your research. What is your perspective on his situation?
On whose situation?
Exactly. Go for it. I'm listening.
Who?
Well, here's what I think. I think that it's a very difficult and iffy situation, topic, because to be honest, none of us truly know what happened. We weren't there. At the same time, I can only but imagine what a terrible feeling it would have been if he, was saying the truth and he were to get locked up for all those amount of years. I don't like to be judgmental and point fingers because, like I said, I wasn't there, but I can understand, you know, both points of views. There's just a lot of information and puzzles that are missing to the story that I think that we necessarily haven't received. But at the same time, I feel that the law has been served. And if they feel that he said the truth, then that's what it is. And there's nothing else to discuss.
Amazing. Number one, his mother messed up on his first name. Jesse is not J-U-S-S-I-E. It's either J-E-S-S-I-E for the lady or J-E-S-S-E for the man. The J-U-S-S is Juicy.
You know what? Maybe his mother wanted him to be Juicy, and that's why his name is Juicy.
Well, he's Juicy. He's an open homosexual. He's Juicy.
Shout out to all the community, the gay community. I love you guys so much. Help! Okay. Oh, my my God.
So, so I'm hoping that they put him in the jail, in the cell that meant for juicy men.
You know what I'm thinking right now in my head
what?
As we're having this interview?
What?
How do you walk the streets after your interviews?
Safely. And don't you agree, though, they need to put him in the cell?
I surely don't agree. I don't. Look. I did not say that. I don't agree with nothing this man is saying. Y'all got me messed up.
No, listen.
Wait, what?
It says, Juicy lives here. The doors are open.
No. I think it's such a terrible thing to play with stuff like that because, you know.
But he made this stuff up.
He didn't because he's a free man, right?
Not for long.
I'm sorry, do you have any receipts? All right, well, with that being said, let me tell you something, okay? I would never joke with stuff like that because realistically, you know, there are a lot of people that get locked up every year in jail for things that they really didn't commit. So if he said what he said and the law figured out ways of, you know, saying it is true, he has proof, it wasn't him, he said the truth, then why are we still discussing this?
Because they seal his thing. I hear that Big Mama call one of her folks to have her people contact the DA office. They say you knew, if it's true, they say you knew Juicy was getting out of jail and the files were sealed. Something's going on. Can't you smell a rat?
I don't know what's going on, but what I do know is this EP is so bomb. You guys need to download it immediately. That's right. Okay.
So I hope they lock Juicy up for life.
No. Why would you want him to lock him? What did he do to you?
He lied. He set black people back another 100 years.
How did he lie?
Because
no
one's going to believe black people now.
Who says that they believe us now?
They do. They want to believe y'all.
But y'all, so what are you?
Don't put yourself in there.
Y'all, you mean
us. I'm trying
us.
To keep you out.
You're from Wakanda too, all right? They're trying to believe us.
Where's Wakanda?
All right, you know
Thank
what?
You. So let me ask. I got to ask you this.
You're terrible.
Oh, I got to let you know this too. Lord. I just found out that...
Every time he wants to ask me something, I just want to die inside my heart. Go ahead.
I found out recently that the NAACP will be... They have invited Juicy to the award show that they have coming up, and he might get an award.
I hope that he does.
But you, in the black community, that's why I don't want you to identify with these people, because in the black community, if you do wrong, they will award you. If you do right,
No. If they're going to give him an award, it's based off his talent and based off his work. It has nothing to do with his personal life or whatever happened away from cameras. You can't, you know, not give him his credit as an actor. He's a great actor. He's good at what he does. And if for any X or Y reason something happened away from that, you know, scenario,
but they
then that's
him
just
off Empire, so he's not even acting.
I know, but isn't that terrible if
no.
you judge somebody for something that they didn't do based off rumors and what other people may have said and just based off the hype, and now you have to stake your, you know what I'm saying?
The boy going to jail.
Your foot inside your mouth.
Oh, the boy going to jail.
Why do you feel he's going to
the
jail?
The boy going
but
to jail.
But because why? Because
he lied.
But if he lied, then why is he free?
Because he black.
Oh, that's a damn lie, because let me tell you, not in this country for the most part.
Oh, yes.
No, mister.
No.
Oh.
If you black.
Okay? If you black, you going to jail.
No.
So if they give you a chance to be free, you had your receipts.
The boy going to jail.
Oh, hell.
When he go to jail, will you come back?
Huh?
Will you come back when he goes to jail?
He's not going to jail, so I won't have to come back, but okay.
Okay. So I got to ask you, do you believe in interracial marriage or dating a marriage?
I do.
Have you ever dated a white man?
Of course.
You dated a white man?
I surely did.
A Latina?
Yep.
A black?
Yep.
A Arab?
No.
A Mexican?
No.
Oh, but you believe...
But Latinos and Mexicans, aren't we the same thing?
I'm not sure.
Okay, yeah, I figured.
Are they the same?
We're Latinos, yes.
So a Latino and a Mexican is the same thing?
I really feel that I should interview you because the way you're set up, let me ask you.
Why? Because Latina don't want to be called Mexicans.
What?
Right.
Where did you get this information from?
From other Latinos.
I really feel that you should hit up Google and ask Google these questions because this is terrible what you're saying.
So would you marry a white man?
Yes.
Why? But I thought that black people think that white people are against them. Why
the way
you
that
marry?
You say black people as if you're not part of them is hilarious.
But why would black people want to marry the enemy?
Here's the thing. I personally judge people by who they are as a person.
Right.
It's only right or wrong.
Right.
I believe in love. And I believe if you treat me well, if you respect me, if we get along, if there's chemistry, if there's all these other factors, then I'm not really looking at the way that your skin is set up. That's just personally myself.
Right.
There's some people that disagree and, you know, they feel that you should only date, inside your race. I don't believe in that, but then that's just me.
So would you like to get married, have kids and all that?
Of course, I would love to.
Well, I want you to know right now that if you marry a white man and have half white babies,
the black people
are going to reject you.
Oh, that's fine.
But you do know that, right?
That's fine.
So make all your money and all that before they see you with the white man.
That's not true. This guy is terrible. You know what? Realistically, I do know there's going to be people that are going to feel a certain type of way.
Right.
But at the end of the day, you have to do what's right for you. If you follow, if you listen to what everybody has to say about you and the way that you should live your life, you will never be happy because everybody is always trying to tell somebody how to live their life and what to do. Nonetheless, they don't know how to live their lives. So
that's right. That's why I want you to remove the Afro thing and just live your life and be an example for all people.
You know what? I think you might be right. I think you might be right. So therefore, I want you to start paying all my bills. And I don't want to worry about nothing in my life since you have the answer.
Will you marry me?
Are you married now?
No.
How's your bank account set up?
Heavy.
Okay, well, we might have to discuss this.
Yeah, heavy. I'm going to need a woman like you to help with my bank account.
That's right. I'm going to help you spend it. I got you.
Will you marry me?
Yes, of course.
I'll take care of you then.
Okay. My mama, and you know what I'm saying? My family.
No, not your mama.
No. As a Latina,
no mama.
It's a whole.
No.
It's all of us.
No, you have to leave mama behind.
Never.
You're going to have to throw mama off the train.
Never in this planet.
But it wouldn't work if mama come around.
Oh, you know what? Then never mind. I'm good. I'd rather be broke with my mother.
Really?
All the time, every time.
But you're going to mess up your relationships.
With who? Oh, that's fine. I know how to do myself, and I do myself great.
But mama's not going to let you do it.
Let me do what?
Be yourself with your man.
Oh, she does. She puts the music really loud so she can't hear.
That's amazing. I got to ask you, what do you think about the Great White Hope?
What's the Great White Hope?
Come on.
No, I don't know. I know as much as you do. I don't know.
How long you been in America?
I came here the other day in a boat. I don't know.
President Trump.
Yes.
What do you think of him? He's the Great White Hope.
He's the Great White Hope. He's your president, isn't
he? Yes.
You love him.
Number one, all the way.
All the way. That's great.
What do you think of him?
I think that he's your president.
Did you vote for him?
No.
And did you vote for the fallen Messiah?
No.
Oh, you know who that is, huh?
I didn't vote for nobody.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
And so what's your impression of the Great White Hope?
I don't know. I'm sure that, to be honest, I know that deep down in your heart, you're very passionate about it. And I know that you feel that you are part of them, aren't you? You're part of the Great White Hope. I'm saying you feel you're in tune with them, with their beliefs.
With who?
The Great White Hope, your President Trump and everything else.
Right, 100%.
That's right.
And when you say them, he's only one person. Who is them?
Them, your peoples.
Who are my peoples?
Oh, because your peoples is not the black people, because you're not black.
Who are they?
You know what I'm saying? Are you white?
On the inside, outside. But black on the outside.
Are you taking the melanin shots they told me about?
No.
Or are you tanning? Spray tanning.
No.
Is that
yet.
What you're doing? Because I know you're white.
I'm too black for that.
So what?
I'm too black. You want to rub my arm?
Oh, only on the skin, but deep down inside your heart.
Total white. Pure at heart. Aren't you white on the inside?
I surely am not.
You're dark on the inside?
I am what I am.
And are you black on the inside?
You know what? Why don't you come see my insides and you tell me?
Where? Right here, right now?
This is terrible. This is kind of funny. To be honest, I had never been in an interview like this because it's slightly awkward.
But
you have to laugh because of the stupidity. It's
why
great.
Is it awkward? I'm totally relaxed.
No, I'm relaxed too. Hey.
But what do you mean it's awkward?
Awkward because your delivery is funny.
In what way?
In that way. Just like that.
So what do you think of the Great White Hope? You haven't told me yet.
What am I supposed to say? I know you see me as an activist fighting for the Afro-Latinos and everything that represents blackness. So I don't know, what do you think exactly I would have to say about that?
I had gunplay. What do they want?
You say what happened with gunplay?
I will tell you this in a minute, but you say you fighting for the Latinos and the blacks, right?
The Afro-Latinos.
And so what do they want?
Equality.
And what is equality?
Being able to feel as if you're good, you're just as good as anybody else without being judged based off your physical appearance.
And what would they need to make them feel that way?
They would need to be able to feel, like I just expressed.
But what would make them feel that way? What do they
need? Well, in my case, like I said before, the reasons why I became an activist, right, was mainly because I grew up in the entertainment industry and I noticed that there's basically very slight representation of people like myself on TV or in the entertainment industry for the most part. Not musically as much, right, but TV, magazines, movies, stuff like that, we're not portrayed. And if so, for the most part, not in a positive light. And I'm talking about the Latin community. Right. I'm not talking about the African American, right, or anything like that. So it made me feel as if it was unfair. And then that's why I'm fighting for other people to also feel as if you're going to be judged based off your knowledge and based off your talent, and not based off the way that you look.
Well, what happened to the Latinos that they need something outside or somebody else to make them feel a certain way?
What happened to them?
Uh-huh.
You mean to people like myself?
The Latinos, that they need to see themselves on magazines or
because
out there to make them feel.
Of course.
Why are they so screwed up?
Well, I mean, I think it's unfortunate. In my case, I grew up, you know, admiring Celia Cruz. You know, she was an Afro-Latina, a Cuban who made it worldwide. She was like the biggest thing ever for us. When she passed away, unfortunately, you know, to a certain extent, and I say unfortunately because I had to look outside of my own community,
right,
for inspirations. You know,
right,
Tina Turner's, Donna Summer's, Whitney Houston's, amazing, talented women, but it just sucked that I couldn't find that within my own community.
Right.
So the girls that are growing up now, they don't really have that one person, or it shouldn't be that one person. They don't have that community of celebrities or artists that are doing well in their community. They have to look at Nicki Minaj's and Beyonce's and Rihanna's, which is fine, but why don't they have that within their own community as well?
And so what happened to the Latinos?
You know what? With all these, what happens, let me tell you.
But what happened to them, that Latinos, that they couldn't build whatever they needed to make themselves feel better? What happened to the men and women that they couldn't build their own thing to make them feel better?
I don't know exactly the reasons why they haven't been able to expand, right, and grow and uplift themselves the way that I see in my eyes that they should,
right,
and could. But in that case, and there, here comes Amara La Negra, being as vocal as possible, going on CNN and every network that you can imagine, and just being vocal about it to bring awareness, because a lot of people feel as if it's not in your face, if it's not in your community, if it's not on social media, it's not happening. It's like saying that slavery doesn't exist in 2019. It's not It's not just okay. I mean, anything that comes out of your mouth is just special.
It's an illusion. It doesn't
exist. It's an illusion. That's right.
Because
the rest of the world is wrong. Except
why didn't the Latinos get that sense of security from their father and mother? Why didn't they grow up with that?
You should go ask your fathers and mothers.
But instead of looking out there, why don't you ask them, why didn't your parents give you that sense of security while growing up? Why are you so insecure? You need somebody else to do things for you to make you feel better.
I don't think that is that they feel insecure, because there's a lot of them that do go audition. There's a lot of them that do knock on these doors. But if they have to pick within them and somebody else is more commercially appealing, then that's what they're gonna go for. So I'm not gonna say that we've just been sitting here and nothing has happened. We've been knocking on doors. It's just that the opportunities, the doors haven't been open. And in my case, it took an American platform. It took Love and Hip Hop on VH1, an American network, for the people to actually pay attention and listen to what I had to say.
You know what I did and what blacks used to do before they fell into a fallen state?
How many years ago was that?
They've fallen in for the last 70 years or so.
Okay, so you're from back then. Okay, and then what happened?
Whenever I wanted a door open, if I knocked on someone else's door, they didn't open, I opened my own door.
Oh, okay.
Because there's no white man or black man or Latino man that's smarter than I am. I can do for myself.
Amen.
But the blacks and the Latinos seem to have lost
that. Oh, hell no, you got me messed up. Now you want to see the Latinos in this too? So the black and the Latinos.
But we were talking about the Latinos. You
so
said
let me,
that they were
just
looking.
So that I'm clear, everybody please follow me. Take a moment. So the blacks and the Latinos.
Right.
You know, we're not obviously as smart and we're lazy.
We're not.
And that's the reasons why we haven't, you know.
I don't necessarily put the Latinos.
No, just the blacks.
Just the blacks. But the blacks seem to be dragging the Latinos in with them. And the Latinos don't want to be associated with the blacks. They don't like black people, right? But the blacks are trying to pull them in. But it's the blacks who don't have the know-how or the common sense to open their own doors. They're looking to the white man or somebody else to open a door for them. Do you find that to be abnormal?
Do you find it to be abnormal to generalize and say the blacks as a whole?
Well, not all, not all. You're right. Not all, not all.
There's some black people. There's some African Americans. There's certain amounts of people as a whole that are blasé, blasé, blasé. But when you say the blacks.
Well, not all, but most.
But okay, what is most?
All these black people. Most of those shows that I've seen you on so far, they're black whining people. I saw you on that show in New York with that black, those black boys and that black girl.
I don't
that
know the black
show.
Boy
my... What's that radio show called?
Breakfast Club.
Breakfast Club.
Thanks for that information.
It was pitiful.
Why is that?
The guys were whining and the black girl was whining.
What were they whining about?
How bad the white man is and we gotta stick together and all that. Did that make you sick to hear that?
For them to talk about how bad the white people are?
Well, yeah, but what they're really saying is how pitiful they are. They don't have the know-how to do it for themselves. Black people at one time did it for themselves, and they did well. I have an aunt, she and her husband, they got married, they had like 19 kids or so.
Of one total? That's too much.
And they all went to college, they all graduated from college, they owned their own land. This was during the Jim Crow era. Another uncle. They own land. They did their thing. They didn't whine about the white man.
Well, I won't
now
lie.
Now you hear the black men whining like women.
I won't lie, and I will say this much. I do recognize that a lot of the new generation, to my understanding, have become comfortable. Have become comfortable with what's been given to us. Not what's fair, not
Thank
what's
you.
Equal, but what's been given to us. I do understand that part, and I do agree that we've gotten comfortable. We don't feel the need to fight for what's ours, for what's right. We just accept what's happening. And I think that social media, entertainment, these a lot of celebrities, there's a lot of distraction from the true things that really matter.
Yes.
And then that's just the way that I see things. You know what I mean? I know that not everybody may agree with my point of view, and then that's fine, because that's the beauty of living in America. Everybody has a right to their own opinions. But in
I
my eyes...
I knew you were going to come on to my side.
No, just for 2 seconds.
I knew it.
There's two...
That's why you asked me to marry you.
No. Whoa! Listen. I only want to marry you for your money. Okay, but listen. Amongst all that... You know, amongst all the craziness you say, you do have some valid points.
Thank you.
Once in a blue. But it is true. I do agree with that. You know, and I do a lot of speaking engagements where I ask, what happened to the generation of people who actually fought, that did marches, that walked, that, you know, came up with concepts and ideas?
Yes.
We're going to boycott. We're going to do this. They figured out ways to make their path.
That's right.
I feel that it is true. You know, we kind of have gotten comfortable. Like I said, there's always hope. There's always hope to actually get better. But, you know, I do agree for 2 seconds.
But it's only going to happen, though, if we tell the truth about the situation. We can't pretend that it's something that is not.
Everybody has their own perspective of what the truth is, and that's the
but
problem.
But we all know the real truth, though.
But do we really know the truth? Because
yes.
The way that you speak, that surely is not my
but
truth.
But you just agree with me.
I agree with you on that point.
Okay. How about with the great white hope? Do you agree with me?
Oh, my gosh, Lord. I surely don't.
Why not?
No, you can keep all of them for you because I know you're part of them. So
I had the rapper Gunplay on my show, and he plays on your network there with Love and Hip Hop Miami.
I'm just looking at my manager like, help!
And Gunplay was on the show, and he said he liked what Donald Trump does, to be exact. He said he liked Donald Trump. And I want to know, does that surprise you?
Like I said, everybody has a right to, you know, their beliefs, and if that's the way that he feels and, you know, he likes it, then that's what he likes.
Are you surprised that Gunplay liked Donald Trump?
I'm not sure how I'm supposed to feel. I don't know. I'm not really concerned about his likes, but if that's what he feels, then that's great.
And how about the Great White Hope is going to put a wall up around the border?
I'm sorry. You know what? I'm kind of lost. Is this like a political type of show?
No,
or
just everything.
Oh, okay, everything.
I'm talking to you about a whole bunch of things.
Oh, okay. Well,
things.
Can we get to the other bunch?
Okay. I'm rushing now. I'm about get to it.
Yeah.
So are you happy that the Great White Hope is putting a beautiful wall around the borders to stop the illegal aliens?
You know, like I say, for the most part, I never, ever talk about the president. I don't talk about anything that's political or anything because I'm an artist and I do music and I entertain.
I respect that.
And that is my job. The only thing I'll say is my mother immigrated through the Mexican border to get to the United States. And if it wasn't because of her, I wouldn't be here today.
She's an illegal alien?
So, no, she's not.
Your mom, did she come over here legally or illegally?
I'm going to repeat that for you just one more time.
Yeah, say it again.
My mother immigrated through the Mexican border to get to the United States years ago.
So does immigrated mean she came illegally?
Well, listen, my friend, if you didn't understand from what I said, then I think, you know, you're in a bad place.
I'm confused with the word.
Oh,
otherwise,
okay.
Because if your mama came illegally, when I marry you, she ain't coming with us.
Are you serious?
I'm going to turn her into Donald Trump so fast, it'll make her head swim.
You know what?
I'm going to call up the Great White Hope. I'm saying, my mother-in-law is right here at the wedding right now.
You're terrible.
At the wedding reception. Can you get over here really fast?
I think it's so easy for people to be judgmental when you're here. When you have access to all these things, I can understand how some people point fingers and say, this is right and this is wrong and, oh, this is terrible. But unless you've been in that situation, unless you've been under those circumstances where you find yourself not having any medicine, you find yourself not having any food, where maybe the hospitals don't have any electricity, where you have a child, a newborn, and you don't even have to feed your child. When you find yourself in these terrible circumstances, unfortunately, it causes people to do desperate things. And desperate things include having to walk the Mexican border, having to get on a boat, having to do whatever it takes, even if it means dying, in order to find hope, find work, find food to, you know, bless their families with. It can be hurtful. You know, it can be hurtful. No, it is hurtful. It's terrible because I've seen and I've heard a lot of people say disgusting and terrible things about immigrants without understanding that you haven't been in that situation. You haven't been in their shoes to understand the reasons why they're willing to almost die to get to this dreamland that they visualize in their mind, that coming to America, you know, is the dream. Yes, it's a beautiful place where a lot of beautiful things happen. And yes, you know, if you work, you can succeed.
So you know what's popping in my mind as you're speaking? If I was in those countries, I would wonder what is wrong with the men of this country that they can't do what the white man is doing on his land, right? And why do I have to leave my country and go to the white man land and then suck life out of him? I got to sneak in. I got to, you know, do all this stuff, lower my character to get into the white man land. What's wrong with those people that they can't keep their own country going?
You know what? I'm not into politics. I'm not the president. I don't know, you know, the reasons why they haven't been able to be in a better situation. However,
what's wrong with the men?
However, while they figure out what's wrong with the men, you need food, you need money, you need medicine, and you need electricity, and you need water. So if that means having to do whatever you have to do in order to survive and for your children not to die of hunger,
right,
then they do what they have to do. But I'm very passionate about that because there's so many, this country was made off immigrants. So whether it is that you see it as if they're sucking the life off the white man or not, you know, this can be a very intense conversation, and I kind of like you. So let's keep it friendly.
I know you like me.
Right.
Otherwise, you would not have proposed to me.
Exactly. I proposed to you because you're so irresistible. You're just like gunplay.
Thank you.
I mean, when I see you, it's just I can't control myself.
All right, hands off. But let me ask you this. We got to heat this interview up because we ran out of time.
Yes.
So
amen, Lord. Go ahead.
It's about
that time.
The Hot Seat.
Yeah, I need answers from you. Short yes and no answers.
Okay.
All right. So I need you to answer these questions as quickly as possible. Do humans have a free will?
Yes.
Is CNN fake news?
Is what?
CNN, fake news.
I'm going to pass on that.
When people of color come into America, England, or anywhere, do they hate white people?
No. Where do you get these questions?
Does America deserve to be majority white?
No.
What's better, Islam or Christianity?
I'm going to pass on that.
Is the Illuminati Society controlled by America?
I'm going to pass on that, too.
Should we bomb North Korea?
Can we just pass off all this? Because, you see, when you talk about religion, it's such a delicate topic that everybody thinks that their religion is better than the other. So it's like you can't say one or the other. Everybody has a right to their own opinion.
I have to tell you this, though. I admire the fact that you don't deal with politics because you are an entertainer. And you want to entertain all people, never right. mind what their politics are or color. So you shouldn't get into the political thing. That should be private. Right. Because I notice that when these entertainers tell me how they vote and why, I don't like them anymore. I don't want to see their movies anymore. So you're doing the right thing. Keep it that way.
Oh, thank you very much. That's the one good thing you've said so far. Thank you.
No, I accept your proposal. Thank you. Should we bomb North Korea?
What? No, that's terrible. What?
Is college worth it?
Yes.
Is the world overpopulated?
No.
Do you trust vaccines?
No.
Is Michelle Obama... I can't ask this question.
You surely shouldn't ask this question either. She's beautiful and I love her, so I don't know what you gotta ask.
Is Michelle Obama Big Mama?
Big Mama? You know, with you, I gotta clarify. What exactly does Big Mama mean?
Now, you know what Big Mama
means. I don't know
what
Big Mama
means. You're Afro-Latina.
What does Big Mama mean?
Big Mama is the person that tries to tell you everything to do in the household. Because she runs the household.
Oh, okay. And well, in that case, you know, I need clarification before I stick my foot in my mouth. Yes.
She's Big Mama.
Yes.
Yes. I really appreciate talking to you. That was so much fun.
Likewise.
Did you have fun?
You. I did, and I'm still slightly confused, but this is great.
At least you know what a slap maker is now.
You know, it was great having this interview with you. Thank you so much. It was fantastic.
Do you have anything you want? I know you're traveling around the country now. Do you have anything you want to promote or sell or anything? You can give it out now.
Yes, of course. Well, I'm currently promoting my EP, Unstoppable. I am the new face of Sky Vodka, which is an amazing experience. Right. And I'm honored to be part of their new family. Second season of Love & Hip Hop Miami just finished. I might come back for a third one. You know, I have my Girl Talk TV show coming out real soon. I have a podcast coming out as well. My children's book, Amarita's Way, available in Barnes & Nobles all over the United States. The list is extensive, but follow me at all my social media platforms at Amara La Negra, ALN, for more information.
Amazing. Well, I really wish you well.
Amen. Thank you
really,
so much.
Really do. And thank you all for tuning in. And don't forget to like, follow, share, subscribe, and hit that button. All right? Thumbs up button. And don't forget the perks that we have on the fallestate.tv. Thank you so much. Amazing.
Help! Jesus.
Next time on the Fallen State.
Part of being a Mason is understanding how the world works and how I can make it better.
So you're up there.
I've been there. I was Grandmaster 26 years ago.
What are the aphids for?
There's great power in a symbol of the Middle Ages.
A lot of entertainers use Masonic symbols.
Well, a number of entertainers have been Masons. Nat King Cole, so Duke Ellington was a Mason.
And they have secrets. What is the secret?
There's ritual involved. The Masonic lodges were actually the prototype for democratic institutions in the context of Europe where democracy did not exist.
The presidents are Illuminatis, right?
I don't know really that there are Illuminati.
You don't think it exists?
Well, I have not seen any evidence.
You're saying you're not in control of American society.
Question,
that may be
not.
The secret. You're in control of American
okay,
society.
Okay, all right.
I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. Stand up. Stand up.
Thanks for watching The Fallen State. We need your continued support. Donate to my nonprofit here. Subscribe and like the videos here. And tell everybody and their mama about the show.